Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Yedalid, Nazir 14a, pagination is 27. We'll start from the facing page, a Mishnah that we already touched upon in the previous session, about 9 lines from the bottom. Hareini Nazir, if a person says, I shall be a Nazir, kishe yiyeh li bein, when I will have a son. Conditional Nazirus, v'Nazir. And in addition to that, I am accepting upon myself to be a Nazir. So what's interesting over here is that normally we would tell you to start observing the first statement of Nazirus first, and then do the second. But over here, the first one was conditional. We don't know when he will have a child, if he will have a child. And therefore we tell him, start observing the second Nazirus. And that's what he did. Hiskil Mona Eshalo, he started counting the Nazirus that was unconditional, that was simply a responsibility on himself. Ve'achakach nolad lo bein. And then he had a son. What should he do now? He's still in the middle of observing the second statement of Nazirus. Meniach es shalo. The Mishnah tells us he should put his own aside. Umona es shel bano. And he should start observing the one that was conditional on his son's birth. Ve'achakach, and afterwards, mashlem es shalo, he will complete his own Nazirus. So, if he has, let's say, 10 days to his credit regarding his own personal Nazirus, which was the second statement that he made, and now the first statement becomes relevant because the child was born, he's going to observe the Nazirus that was stated first, which is the one that was conditional on the child's birth, and then he will complete whatever number of days are left to his own personal Nazirus. The Gemara says, Bo'i Rava, we have the following question. Omar Hareini Nazir La'achar Esrim Yom, if a person's first statement was, I'm going to be a Nazir after 20 days. Umei Achshav Me'a Yom. And then the second statement is, I want to be a Nazir from now for 100 days. Mahu, what's the halacha? As Tosfos explains, in our Mishnah we also had two statements, and the first statement was not relevant right now, so we told you to do the second statement. But the difference is that in Rava's question presented in the Gemara, the first statement that you made is not a total unknown. We know that it will be relevant in 20 days. Should we tell him to start observing the second statement of 100 days, even though it's impossible for him to complete 100 days of Nazirus before 20 days will elapse and the first statement is going to be relevant? Or do we in fact handle this unusual two-statement Nazirus in the same way? Tell him to observe what he can right now. When the first statement becomes relevant, you'll interrupt his observance to observe the first statement, and then he'll go back to the second statement. So the Gemara on today's daf responds, Peshot, I can answer, Hareini Nazir La'achar Esrim Yom, in your case, where he says he's going to be a Nazir after 20 days, Umei'achshav Me'a Yom, and from right now, I want to start observing a Nazirus for 100 days. What, in fact, is the rule? Mona Esrim, you count 20 days, because that's what's available to be done right now of Nazirus. Va'achakach Mona Shloshim, and then you observe the first Nazirus that starts at the 20-day mark, va'achakach mona shmonim, and then you complete the second statement of Nazirus, the one of 100 days, which you did 20 days so far, you complete that with 80 days of observance, kidei lahashlam Nazirus Rishona, in order to complete the first Nazirus. Now, you could well ask, what's the difference which days of Nazirus I am observing? The main thing is that I get the requisite number of days. If it's 100 plus 30, I got to get 130 in total. So there are a number of possible reasons that this makes a difference. One is that some Rishonim learn that you're going to do shaving at the completion of a Nazirus and bring Karbanos at that time. And if we calculate 20 plus 30 plus 80, so then at the 50-day mark, you would be doing an observance of completion of a Nazirus. And that makes a very big difference to know that that's true. Another factor over here would be, what happens if a person becomes tamei? If the Nazir becomes tamei, he's going to undo whatever Nazirus has not yet been completed. The unit is not completed. He's going to have to redo it, so that it makes a very big difference in a case, let's say, of 2 50-day Nazirus, but one of them did not start right away, so you observe 20 days, and then you're observing 50 days, and then you're observing the remaining days from that first Nazirus that you were observing. Makes a very big difference, because if automatically the first 50 days would count for something, then I would be done with that Nazirus, and becoming Tamei is not violating that. But if the unit is not yet completed, then it undoes whatever days he's accumulated so far. The Gemara continues regarding the case of the Mishnah, where he observed some days for his personal Nazirus, then he observed the days conditional on the child's birth. Nitma b'mei b'no, what happens if he becomes tamei during the days of observance for the conditional Nazirus for his son's birth? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, soser. Indeed, Rabbi Yochanan learns that he undoes all the days that have been accumulated so far of his Nazirus. One quick observation to add on over here is that you'll notice that if a person has 2 Nazirus vows active, observance of a particular day cannot count towards both vows. This is similar to the question that we sometimes get. If a person is learning Mishnayos for a certain siyum that he wants to make, and then someone comes over to him and asks him if he could participate in a different siyum that they're learning, for example, le'iloi nishmas, in memory of a person who passed away. So he wants to learn the same Mishnah for both siyumim. And you can't do that, because a siyum means you finished something. It's a mark of distinction that you've gone ahead and done something for this purpose. It's a celebration. And over here, you're celebrating twice, but you didn't do it twice. And what the person would need to do is actually read the Mishnah a second time. And it's fine to do it at the same time that you're fresh about the Mishnah and you just worked hard to realize what the meaning is. And it should not take you long to review the Mishnah, but you would have to do it a second time. Similarly, people do Tehillim for a merit. A person can't choose a particular chapter and just go to all the charts in the city and say, for that purpose and for that purpose and for that purpose, I'm just going to say the same chapter one time. if you're listing yourself on multiple collections of Tehillim, so to speak, then you have to actually make a contribution to each one. And you would have to say that kapitel again. You could have your favorite kapitel, and you choose to say it again and again. But you have to actually do a merit that contributes to the vow or the Beli Neder, without a vow, but nevertheless making a commitment that was made towards a certain goal. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.